we're the protectors of the nudes, so gotta send it. That's the payment, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most decorated podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Hey. We are decorated war veterans.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Like a cake.
We decorated like a cake, all fondanty and cute.
Fondanty?
Fondant. It's what makes cakes all
I've heard it called fondant, yeah. Not fondant. It makes fondant-y. It sound like it's the don of a
the fondant.
It's the fondant.
Well, how is your guys?
We're starting strong.
How is your guys' Jesus birthdays?
I was the day of Chris was pretty good.
Cool. The day of Chris.
Yeah.
It was good.
What'd you guys get?
I got a bunch of Amazon gift cards. So a bunch of shit on Amazon.
Nice. Specifically decoration for this room.
It was pretty quick.
I like the cube. Is the cube also made out of like foam?
The cube? No, it's made out of plastic, but the cube lights up.
Oh, okay.
That's
cool.
Yeah. It's a diamond ore cube.
Nice. Minecraft.
And then I got a couple posters and I get that pickaxe and sword. So.
Nice. What posters did you get? Unless you want to keep it a secret.
I got one that's...
It's just one of you naked.
Like, oh, God.
Landscape.
Like that one Tim Burton?
Yeah.
He's just laying down.
Okay. No, I got one that's like choose your weapon, and it's got a bunch of different video game weapons throughout the years. Oh, and then another one that's the periodic table of game controllers.
Ooh.
That's cool.
That'll be fun.
I wanted to get one that... I know it sounds weird when I'm trying to get a video game poster, but I wanted to get one that wasn't nerdy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get one that was like, caution, gamer playing. I'm like, no.
Yeah. I hate those shirts. The shirts with like the fucking stupid,
I didn't do my homework, can I give you my sister instead?
And it's like a picture of a fucking cartoon monkey. And it's like, I'm not going to wear that.
I'm never going to wear that. I'd want a shirt that says, I've lost, please take me home with you. In middle school.
So damn.
Once I hit high school level, it was all... Name brand t-shirts from there.
I just always wore, like, Legend of Zelda shit, or, you know.
You were that kid.
I was that kid. That kid.
I hung out.
You're already wearing Legend of Zelda shit.
Yeah.
You gotta...
It's because I'm not fake, Matt.
Keeping it real.
I know who I am.
I'm wearing a Mega Man shirt.
Mega Man. I was gonna say that's not Mega Man exactly.
Yeah, he's from Mega Man, the fucking series.
He doesn't.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Your character's like, right.
I'm not wearing a Link shirt. I'm wearing a Legend of Zelda shirt.
Yeah.
He's not wearing
a Link to my ass.
Okay, I mean, I guess
that'd be a great porno.
And I wore tearaway pants.
Want to kickstart it?
I wish all the audience could have seen that. I was wearing tearaway pants.
Did you get those for Christmas?
I wish I could.
No, I you just had them. Yeah.
I wish I could have seen
it. Yeah, Tam missed it, but after I got the stories for the podcast, I stood up. I'm like, well, time to get ready, and I tore away my pants.
I was too busy with the problem of our generation. I was on my phone.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
Fapping.
Snapchats.
Snapchats? No.
That's the problem of our generation. What'd you get?
I got... the big gift that I asked for my parents was shelving. I've never owned, like... Shelving?
A shelf.
Really? Yeah, I've never owned a shelf. I've always had like dressers and I've put things on top of those, but I've never had like a shelf to hang up on a wall. So I was like, Mom, Dad, would you get me shelving? And they went, yeah. And so like the day on the 23rd, we went to Menards and just got a bunch of shelving. And that was my big present. And my parents bought my sister a big TV. It was like $130. And so I got like $100 or $90 worth of shelving, and then they were like, do you want anything else? I'm like, I guess you could get me Yu-Gi-Oh cards or Super Smash Brothers. And they went, yeah, let's go to GameStop. And I was like, yes!
Nice. How is it?
Honestly, it's tough. It's tough going from Project M to Smash 4 just because the skill cap is so vastly different between those two games.
What version of Project M do you have?
3.5, the latest one.
Okay, yeah. Because it just popped up on one of the websites I go to, the 3.5. I was like, oh, I wonder if Tam has that.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm actually probably going to play that today at about 2:30 down at Underground Gaming.
Nice.
Yeah. I can't believe that people still play Project M with a brand new Smash out. But I know M's like way more complete.
So here's the best way to describe it. I love Smash Brothers, like all of it. I'll play every single version. My least favorite one to play is Brawl, just because of some of the mechanics they put in there, like tripping and stuff. And it's the slowest of all the games. That's actually a lot. I mean, Smash 64 might be the slowest, but
yeah,
it's
but
like
Smash 64 designed was slow to be that because, slow. Yeah.
It has to be. But Project M, its level cap, like how good you can be, is like limitless. It's more technically defined. If you can land the L cancels, if you can do wave dashes, if you can dash dance, if you can do all these technical things, then you're going to be just better at the game. Smash 4... Sakurai wanted it to be a party game and not a competitive fighting game. I don't know why, but okay. So he took a lot of those things out, so it does not take as much work to be at your absolute best at the game. Right. I'm nowhere near the best at either of the games, but I'm a lot closer at being the best at Smash 4 because it's easier to be the best at Smash 4. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
That'd be like... If the original Mario Brothers, like, you have to, like, jump, and you control the running and the jumping. Smash 4, they took out the jumps. The jumps are auto for you. You just get them all. Oh. You just have to control the running. And you can still fuck up, because you could misrun. But the jumps are made for you. Does that make sense?
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
It's like the main part of Mario.
I guess it's not, like, a great analogy, but it's... the first one that I can think of off the cuff. Right. Yeah.
I got Grand Theft Auto 5 for the 4 and the Sony wireless headset for the PS4.
That's awesome. One.
Yeah. And then Camilla got me the anthology Star Wars on Blu-ray.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And sweatpants.
Nice.
Yeah. You can never go wrong with sweatpants.
That's true. I got a pair of jammy pants.
Nice.
It's pretty nice. Which, realize, has revolutionized my comfy clothes. Because I have a red, gray, and blue fleece shirt.
Yeah.
Ooh. And I have red, gray, and blue pajama pants.
Ooh.
I can mix and match.
That's awesome.
Matt's never going to be seen in regular clothes again.
It's true.
You know what change into him after this?
Maybe. I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I'm going to watch.
You're going to watch. Change into those. Pick that top. Yeah. So the Holiday Spectacular came to an end.
I liked watching the football again. That was a blast. Oh, God.
That was a blast.
It was. I shared my extensive knowledge of the game.
Tam did. I would encourage everyone to go back and watch all that shit.
I like that you did recaps because I just shared those.
Yeah.
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 Those are nice.
Yeah. Everyone check out the last recap I did because that has everything in it.
Everything.
That's the one I shared.
Everything.
You shared them all? Well, you're better.
Just the co-host recaps. Because I didn't want to blow up my Facebook page.
Shared the football one because I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was a great one. And the wrestling was fun.
God. I fucking froze.
So fucked on that one.
It's so funny that you froze.
I froze.
Not only that you froze, but then when they were showing the replays of the match, it showed frozen. The moment you froze. Yeah.
There was the developer of that game. I think you might have got tagged in it or someone tagged it. But the developer was like, what do you guys think of WWE 15? And all the comments were like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Could have been better.
I saw a lot of people do wrestling for the holidays. Like a lot of people. IGN did it. The Game Grumps did it. And I want to say Kotaku and like another
Screwtech did it too.
Did they?
Yeah.
God.
Copiers.
Yeah, we did this like 2 weeks before. 2 weeks ago. I'm sure they also did it 2 weeks before to edit their videos as well, but
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers. Why didn't we all get together and have a big jamboree?
That would have been
like
cool.
A big wrestle-off.
Ooh. Use an Xbox Live.
That would have been kind of fun.
That would have been sweet.
Yeah. You hear that, guys. If you're out there listening to the podcast, go
we
ahead and
challenge
you.
We challenge IGN, you. IGN, Kotaku, Screw Attack. Email us at 3acabopodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We're serious.
Title, Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Or just look at this dick. Because Matt won't know what to click on.
Do I click on
He'll
this?
He'll be just as anxious to click
it's
on both.
From, it's from IGN, but it says, look at this dick. click. Oh, thank God.
It's just a dick.
Yeah. It just says, it's just a dick, and written on the dick says, no.
That'd be good.
Oh, man. So, yeah, Holiday Spectacular was fun.
Yeah. Besides, like, the gifts, how did you guys' holidays go?
Fine.
Yeah?
Playing Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah?
That was a blast. A blasty blast.
I played Monopoly with a couple friends. It was two friends my age and one of my friend's little brothers who's...
Did you just fuck that kid over then?
Oh, my God. I fucking wish. Jesus. So... One of my friends, and I'm going to use his name because he's an adult. His name's Alex. I played with Alex, and one of the Alex's little brothers. The little brother had, like, not played Monopoly, like, ever before. And so the first...
So he's a scrub?
He's a scrub. He was a Monopoly scrub. And the first pieces, like, he got and went for were the greens. And the greens are, like, the worst properties in the game. The right next to the blue ones. So oh, they're the most expensive to buy without the most payout. They're the most expensive to upkeep without the payout. They're just statistically they're awful. They're just the worst. Alex LeGrand, his older brother, got the last green one. And trying to be nice to his little brother, he goes, okay, here's what I'll do. All three of us have monopolies. It's just the little kid that doesn't have one left. He's like, okay, here's what I'll do. I'll give you the green one for the price of it plus $30.
Makes sense.
$30?
Like 30 Monopoly dollars.
Yeah, 30 right. Monopoly dollars. That's it?
Yeah, but he's also paying the price of it too.
That's it? So net, Alex gained $30 to give... this other kid a Monopoly.
All right.
That's awful. That's so bad.
Christmas spirit, man.
That's what he was doing. He's like, I'm trying to be nice to my little brother. He's going to get me.
I mean, it's not a lie, but it's not. I don't think it's horrible.
Yeah, like,
was it really that bad?
He should have put the screws to him and be like, you, every $100 bill you have is mine.
Oh, you guys play, you guys play brutal
we
Monopoly.
Are ruthless. Okay. Ruthless.
That's actually the only way to play Monopoly.
And
ruthless.
It is. And the best part is we made $30 comments the whole day. Oh, Anakin, can you want that for 30 bucks? Whatever. We're playing Legend of Zelda Monopoly.
Did you say his name's Anakin?
Fuck, did I? Yeah, his name's Anakin.
Like straight up, his name is
Yes,
Anakin.
His name is Anakin.
Is his middle name fucking Skywalker?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, that's
fuck it,
lost.
Cat's out of the bag. His name's Anakin LeGrand. He is named after the Star Wars universe. Right. And that's kind of why I didn't want to say it, but it's whatever. He's like 14. He's a freshman in high school.
I'm going to find this bitch on Facebook. Yeah.
Fuck him. But I was like, fuck. You gave $30. $30! Anakin ended up winning the game because me and the other Alex, not Alex LeGrand, the other Alex, went around the board like three times. And every time we went around the board, we hit taxes right at go. Mm-hmm. So we'd hit our 200 and lose our 200 three times around the board. And then Anakin was just like, oh, I'll just make – he is the first person to have hotels.
I can't take this seriously with this kid named Anakin.
It's funny to make Annie jokes, but
Annie,
oh Annie. But I looked at LeGrand, like Alex LeGrand, and I'm like, you have a business degree. You sold a property for $30.
That's
what
awesome.
Are you doing? We were playing Legend of Zelda Monopoly, and Anakin has never played it. And so he was like, oh, look, you can buy this for 200 gems. And I'm like, what? What did you say? He's like, yeah, look at these little gems. And Alex, not LeGrand, is like a big troll. And he's like, yeah, Tam, how many sapphires is this worth?
Was it killing you inside?
LeGrand legitimately says, yeah, I'll pay that for 320 rubies. I'm like, oh my God.
It hurts.
It hurts. Yeah, look at all these emeralds that that I'm giving you. It was awful. $30. I'm still salty. That should not have happened. That should not have gone down the way it did.
Full of salt, huh?
Full of salt.
All right, well, let's get into gaming news, guys.
Before we do that, I'm sorry. I'm going to hijack it one more time. Okay. Do you remember back when Andy wasn't here, he was doing married stuff, and we talked about Kegels?
Yeah.
Did you ever try that?
No.
I totally did.
How'd it go?
It was rough. It was difficult.
I listened to that podcast.
Were you sore?
I tried it once, and I had a big party that night, and I had everybody there try it.
Everybody there try Kegels?
I was like, whenever you go to the bathroom, you got to stop your pee without clenching your butthole. And they were like, let's do it.
I had known, when I was listening to this, I was like, yeah, you guys didn't know that?
No.
Like, I don't know if it's common sense, but I was listening to it and I'm like.
No, I remember I was the one that was like, I knew men could do Kegels. Because I was like, it's a pelvic floor exercise. We have pelvises.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I Kegel all the fucking time.
Yeah?
Makes those ladies like, ah!
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure it does with the sex you're not having.
I know. Well, that's just what I do with myself.
It makes me...
Do you call yourself the ladies?
Yes.
All right.
Lady one, lady two.
Lady two. You know you can get her shut up?
Oh. I like to hang out with my friend Jill.
Shut the fuck up.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner. Stick with us and see what you can catch.
Loads. Loads.
I think that's the only joke that's ever going to come out of that.
Let's listen to that again.
Loads. There's loads of gaming news right around the corner. Stick
loads
with us
and corners.
And see what you can catch.
Corner loads. I do them all the time.
I will say.
Peek around the corner, just load it.
This is like shooting bullets.
Just curve my dick's like the gun from Wanted. Just yeah. Curve my like curve my shots.
Camilla's mad at you and just like, oh yeah? Bah!
I have to do like the hip like thing too to just shoot it.
Alright. All right, PlayStation Network's finally back online.
Yeah, I got it last night. I was so fucking happy. Like, I was playing Grand Theft Auto single player, and then in the corner, Rockstar Social popped up. And I was like, oh, it's up! It's up! And so then there, I played with, like, four other people on Grand Theft Auto Online, because that's all that was on.
Nice.
That's funny.
Yeah, so PSN and Xbox Live were down most of the weekend.
Because a bunch of fucking douchebags.
Lizard Squad, apparently, is what they call themselves. Fucking gay-ass like, name.
They did it for just no fucking reason.
The Gecko
they
Unit.
I was reading their Twitter, and they would occasionally say something like,
it's for security purposes.
Yeah, something against corporations. I'm like, that's not who you're hurting.
Yeah, you're hurting, like, me.
Yeah, at the most, they're going to, like, extend their sales.
Yeah.
Wow, you really put a thorn in their side.
Yeah.
You hurt them.
Like, yeah, you probably ruined a couple hundred people's Christmases, though, with Sony and Xbox probably having to, like, call people in.
Yeah. I never really understand that kind of mindset that you're so concerned about what other people are doing.
Yeah.
During their holiday, that it's fun for you to basically give the DDoS attack them and ruin people's days.
What if this had worked? What if like... Sony went bankrupt because of this one hack. Like, this is what it took. Like, Sony's...
I read an interview that they're like, oh, we could DDoS the NASDAQ, like, stock market. And they're like, but we don't have any economic priorities right now. It's like,
right. You don't have any priorities except being douchebags.
Yeah. It's a bunch of fucking kids, script kids, that just... you're not even hacking.
Yeah,
they're script kids. That's all they fucking are. So it's a bunch of just pricks.
Well, and I was reading their Twitter, and they keep talking about, like, oh, we're so against corporations, and corporations are bad, and privacy. And then fucking Kim.com from Mega was like totally willing to buy them out with mega vouchers.
And he did.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, cool. It's like, you guys don't have anything you fucking stand for.
Yeah.
You're so against corporations, and then Mega bought you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. All you did was try and fucking ruin people's Christmases.
Yeah, they were basically being Grinches.
Bah humbug.
There was no reason. Don't pretend there like you have any sort of just crusade. You're just douchebags.
Anonymous was DDoS and their DDoS servers.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
They were like, we're going to stop these fuckers at the core. Apparently now they're going to do Tor next.
I saw something like Tor had posted something where there was a bunch of like Lizard Squad
things coming. But apparently like the DDoS scene was taking up like 2% of the Tor network. So they're like, it won't do anything.
Yeah.
So good on them. But yeah, another Lizard thing I saw was they're like, we're trying to point out the invulnerabilities in their security networks.
It's a DDoS attack.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with security? You're just overloading the network with requests.
Apparently, though...
Hold on. I wanted to ask a question. Right. What's DDoS for the scrub over here?
DDoS is basically where, first of all, you have to get a lot of people together. And basically, I'm trying to think of like the layman's term. They send a bunch of requests to the server because it has to send a response back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you overload it with requests, it crashes because it has to send so many responses back.
Oh, okay. And what they did was they found the login servers for Xbox Live and PlayStation Network where everyone goes in to log in, and they just flooded the shit out of them so that no one could log in.
Oh, okay.
And thus taking the network down. Crap, I forgot where I was going.
Is it possible for like a Halo 2 online thing to happen? Like if you were already on, could you have stayed on?
Or
booted you out.
I'm pretty sure it shut down everything.
Yeah, okay. I think it straight up crashed.
Like, okay.
Yeah. But as far as it goes, it had nothing to do with security.
No, yeah. And, that's what it was. Apparently, Xbox Live was super easy to take down. One guy was like, apparently PlayStation like just upgraded their security or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, nonetheless,
they were ready for the holiday attacks.
Well, I mean, this isn't the first time Sony's had to deal with shit like this, so they're kind of prepared for it.
I know, I think Xbox came back on...
Xbox came back pretty quickly.
They came back pretty quick. PSN took a little bit.
Yeah.
Which was... I wasn't planning on playing anything on PSN, but I kind of want to play GTA 5. I guess I could play it now. But I couldn't play fucking Shadow of Mordor.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't play it at all?
It required for a sign-on. I know, that sucks. A single fucking player game.
Huh.
My dad was able to sign on Far Cry 4, which makes you log in.
What system did you have Shadow Mordor on?
Xbox One.
Xbox?
Yeah.
You to log on.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Sounds familiar. He got it through, guys! Yeah. It got through! We turned a blind eye.
I figured if the system was down, I probably wouldn't have any of those like revenge missions where like, hey, this guy killed your friend, go kill them, you know? Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't get on that night at all, so I just played stuff on Steam instead.
That sucks.
Like Speedrunners, I think it's fun. Speedrunners is super fun.
Shovel Knight's on sale.
Is it?
Yeah.
You should get it.
It's $10, though.
It's on sale. It's a really fun game, though. It's totally worth $10.
With that mentality.
I have so many goddamn Steam games. It's so fucking stupid.
I know, it's easy to get a lot of Steam games.
Especially during the sale.
You should get Mount Your Friends.
I saw that. What is it?
It's like a game. You know Quap?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, except you have to, like, Game Grumps played it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where there's, like, a line you have to get to, and you just kind of climb on your friends using buttons.
All right.
It's weird.
Huh.
Each button moves a different limb, and like the limbs attach to things until you like press it again, then it'll unattach. So if you're not pressing it, it's attached. When you press it, it's unattached. And you just climb, you climb up your friends.
Hmm.
Yeah. Right. And whoever gets the top, the highest in the amount of time wins.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I want to see the person who's like got the world record for that.
I love watching Quap. That shit's funny.
Quap. I saw a video of like what the Quap guy would be like in bed. I was like, you ready for this? Yeah, honey.
There's an article here. It's called The Joy of Loot in Video Games. I don't have much to say about it except fucking loot based games are sweet.
I know. I just got, they had on sale Guild Wars 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was on sale for $20, the Heroic Edition. So I just picked that up yesterday. 19 gig download.
Oof.
Yeah. I'm excited. I play it. Have you ever heard of Guild Wars? It's like an MMO that's free of subscriptions.
Hmm.
So you like you pay for expansion packs rather than pay for a subscription.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, I'm totally okay with that. And the first Guild Wars was a blast, and this one's like action based. So,
gotcha.
I like MMOs. I like Guild Wars as an MMO.
The only MMO that I've ever played was a game called City of Heroes.
I remember that.
Yeah, that it was pretty
I remember,
fun.
I remember it was kind of like the community was pretty sad when they were shutting it down.
Did they shut it down?
Yeah, it got shut down. I like watching end game videos of MMOs. I think those are a blast. Like, what's the one that just recently ended? Star Wars. Not the One Republic, not the newer one. Galaxies. Galaxy. The end video for that was pretty cool. It was like they incorporated like the Death Star ray into it to like blow up the planet that you were on.
Oh wow,
it was pretty cool. But
and so like the company,
this. They set it up. It's kind of like a in game like, but they do it to end the server.
Gotcha.
The only MMO I really played was Tibia.
I heard a lot about Tibia.
Yeah, it was very primitive.
Yeah, I sunk a lot of time into Silk Road.
Website?
No, not the website. There was an MMO Road.
Tibia? Seems like a bare bone game.
No.
Oh!
Andy. I'm over here trying not to give him any recognition for that joke.
Didn't you play Aeon or Eon? Or I thought you played Eon.
No.
Have you guys ever played WoW?
I'm still on my Tibia joke. I'm sorry. No, I've never
played the... like free trial.
Yeah, I did the 14 day, and after 14 I was like, I don't like this. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of grinding games on a computer. I can deal with it when it's on a controller. I can deal with grinding not too shabby, but when it's on a keyboard and mouse, I just get fucking annoyed by it.
I'm not a grinder either. The only grinding that I can pretty much ever do is Pokemon. Because I feel like I'm really truly achieving.
Grinding in Pokemon's really fun, actually.
I'm only a grinder on the app.
Yeah.
I thought I was waiting for you to say I'm only a grinder in bed. I was gonna be like,
nice. No, I was talking about the gay app.
There's a Grindr app?
Grindr. It's for gay men.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No fucking way. I've never heard of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google like, I've heard of
Tinder. Put that in your search history.
I've heard of it. That's
Breaking news. Grindr.
So is it like Grindr or something like Tinder is or some fucking stupid? Yeah. All right.
Speaking of grinding, though, there was a lot of grinding in Tibia to get like your sword and shield levels up.
Oh, really?
You basically have to like lure two minotaurs or something away, and you just sit in a corner and go to like defensive mode, and you're just like, yeah, I keep hitting my shield.
The one thing I really like about Guild Wars 2 is you don't need people to play it. Like when you go into like certain missions, you can get NPCs. You gotta hate people.
Oh yeah, that's
cool. That'll help you play along. So I mean, if you don't have anyone to play with, you can still play the game.
Yeah,
nice.
Like me.
So Toys R Us is sending out Amiibo discount codes to those who have canceled orders. So if you were ordering an Amiibo and decided to cancel it, Toys R Us is like, no, come back.
They must be making bank off those. Then they have to.
And by the way, the Elusive Pit and Little Mac are on stock right now at GameStop.com. As in right now when we're recording this. So if you listen to this in June of 2016, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I just
listened to this podcast. You guys got...
Oh. If you guys are in Omaha, Nebraska, I'll race you there.
All right, guys. That will do it for gaming news. Let's go ahead and move on to technology.
Light day. Seems like it's the end of the year.
It is. Huh. Weird.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
An artist is suing Sony over the unauthorized use of her song in The Interview.
So this is like the worst 6 months for Sony.
Musician Yoon-Min Ray is not happy with Sony Pictures because even though the company has aggressively gone after people who don't respect intellectual property rights, they seem to need a lesson in IP laws themselves. Yoon-Min Ray is accusing Sony using a portion of her song Payday in the interview.
Which I think I might watch that tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm really? Pretty excited. Okay, I'm not a huge fan of James Franco, but I think Seth Rogen is a funny fucking dude. And that's totally just, that's just me. Like James Franco, after the Oscars is when I started realizing that James Franco's just a fucking prick.
After This Is the End?
Yeah. You didn't like
the movie?
I hated
that movie so much.
Really? I thought it was, okay. What didn't you like about it?
What I didn't like about it is, one, I didn't really think it was very funny to begin with. It was just like, it was all inside jokey. Like, get it, guys? We're Hollywood friends. And I'm just like, okay, I get it, but could you guys do something funny about that? Rather than just being like, oh, hey, I know this person.
I guess when they were filming that movie, a lot of the scenes where they're arguing is actually like legitimately them arguing about each other's problems, because the movie was so improv, they would start arguing and then one person would bring up someone's problem and then they would just start fucking arguing and the director was like, we're just going to record this.
The only thing I thought was really funny was the Emma Watson scenes.
Those
where they're like talking about how like, what if she thinks we're going to rape her? And it's like, what? You're going to rape her? No, I'm not going to rape her. And then she's like listening and she's like, oh my God.
I love that when he brings it up, he's like, so are we going to talk about the elephant in the room? And they're like, what? We're not going to rape Emma Watson.
She comes out and like steals their stuff and leaves or something like that.
Yeah, she like steals their weapons and food and leaves. Yeah.
So what made Sony decide to put the interview on YouTube?
Their lawyers were like, they can't do shit if you release it on the internet. But I also think that, like, the week, like, there was that week span of, like, after the threats were gone. And I think that maybe Sony was like, they were just threats and nothing else.
Okay.
And also, there's a lot of controversy over whether the U.S., like, saying that it was North Korea was actually, like, a thing. Like, a lot of people say that was, like, an inside job from Sony. But who the fuck knows with the internet nowadays?
Conspiracy.
You don't know. But yeah, it was basically they called like bullshit on the threats and released it. So
North Korea's internet and mobile phone network has been paralyzed.
Yeah, and this is the first time.
They blame America.
Yeah.
And they called Obama a monkey.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, "Oh, that's fucking brutal."
Specifically, the quote is, "Obama always goes reckless in words and deeds like a monkey in a tropical forest." Wow.
That's just fucking brutal.
Damn.
That is brutal.
Yeah, like,
that's lacist.
Yeah, when I first saw that, the headline, like, North Korea calls Obama a monkey, I'm like, that's straight up fucking racist.
The country's 3G mobile phone network has been taken down. So, oh, no. Like, the 9 people that have 3G phones, Kim Jong-un and his family, can't use them.
Yeah, that's true. I always like seeing the, like, sometimes a photographer will get into North Korea and take a bunch of pictures. Yeah, I like seeing those. It's really interesting.
Yeah, that country's fucked up.
Because it's so isolated that to get pictures out of there is really
kind of
hard.
You know what's kind of interesting? You know what's not isolated anymore? Cuba.
Yeah.
Cuba.
That's interesting. I thought I would never see that, honestly.
Really?
Like, I figured as long as that family line of Castro was in there, just nothing. Like any family line related, just nothing. But yeah, when I saw the headlines about them
noticed there's a very big disconnect in how important it is between our generation and the generation before us.
Yes, I could definitely understand because like our parents.
They're like, oh my God, Cuba? Really? Whoa, we're going to start doing business with them. I'm like, all I've known about Cuba is it's that place south that people don't typically go to.
Yeah, and there are cigars there that people aren't allowed to smoke here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those are going to make such an influx.
You know, I was born in 1990, which was
the end of the
Cold War. Yeah, the end of the Cold War. So
I had 1 year. The year that the Cold War ended was when I was born. So. Yeah.
Did it affect you severely?
Yeah, did that affect you?
So it's like, do you want to talk about it?
There is a video when I was doing home video conversion, though. There is a video of me watching the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Ooh.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, my mom's recording, and my dad and I are watching TV, like little baby Andy watching TV, and it's the fall of the wall. And I thought that was pretty cool.
We just look up at him like, good for fucking them.
Yeah.
Democracy. Democracy Dad.
Oh, that sounds like an awesome superhero.
Democracy.
I'm Democracy Dad and Monarchy Mom. We're here to save the day.
She just tells him everything. He's like, all right.
All right.
So monarchy works.
God, stop being the bitch queen, okay?
It's not bad at all. That's a that's a kid's cartoon show, right?
Damn
there.
Right it is.
Patent pending.
Call right now. Three of combos, domestic dad. And
domestic dad?
Domestic dad.
It's Democracy Dad.
Democracy. Domestic dad. Domestic abuse dad.
Domestic abuse dad. And don't worry, honey, I fell down the stairs, mom.
Oh, I don't have the punch sound effect anymore.
Well, hold on. I got it.
Dad's just angry. It's okay.
I do have the body fall, though.
Oh, I'm just fell down the stairs.
Oh, mom's tumbling down the stairs.
That's a fast fucking fall.
She was running away and dad pushed her.
Oh my god. See, this joke wasn't funny till then.
that was the moment.
But seriously, if you are being abused at home, please call a number.
Three Hit Combo Podcast.
Three Hit Combo Podcast. We are the protectors of the nudes, so gotta send it. That's the payment, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Send in a nude. We'll take care of them for you.
Yeah.
Guys, we're asking battered women to send us nudes.
They're vulnerable.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Andy.
Can you edit that out?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Editing? What's that?
So North Korea.
That was... That I was really thinking about the other day, like, I was hoping, or I had wished that I had given us enough time for the Holiday Spectacular to do a Christmas special. One, because those were fun.
They were fun to record, too.
But two, because it takes a lot of editing, and my editing skills are fucking rusty.
Really?
I kind of need a refresher.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Use that as a refresher. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's what I did with the VHS tapes. I hadn't used Premiere in a long time. Mm-hmm. And that was my
because I mean it was fucking everything.
Really?
That heavily editing.
Yeah.
Sound effects and panning and fading.
It was really fun to record. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It took me like an hour. It after all the cleaning up, it was like 3 hours, but it took me an hour to put together like every 10 minutes.
Yeah. Let's start writing now.
So Tam dies in scene one.
Hey guys, what's it? Skyler!
If I were to be replaced by anyone, I'd want it to be Skyler. It only seems right.
The Tesla Roadster 3.0 can drive from San Francisco to LA, which is 400 miles, in one charge.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Tesla's rocking it with electric cars, man.
That's really, really
but
awesome.
But yet, like, everyone, or I guess not everyone, the car industry fucking hates Tesla.
I wonder why.
They're like the badass shiny rebels. Like, everything they make is shiny, and everything they do is really fucking cool. Like, they're building, like, a something billion-dollar battery plant in the U.S.
I wonder how many Bothans lost their lives to get those plans.
Speaking of cars, I bought gas for the cheapest I've ever bought it before.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was $1.89.
Nice. Did you use your Baker's card to get that?
I did, to get 10.
Yeah.
I got 10 cents off from $1.99.
I'm sure Baker's sweating in their friggin' boots. Like, oh, God.
Last week, I got gas for $1.92, and I was just like, so sexy.
Well, occasionally, my dad will get like a dollar off a gallon.
Damn.
Could you imagine 99 cent gas?
Jeez.
It'd be
like
sexy.
Like it's the 30s.
Yeah, basically.
I would run my car till it was almost empty, and then I'd be like,
can you imagine what this would have fucking been like if gas prices were like this when we went to Dallas?
Oh my god.
Give all the extra money we would have had.
It'd be like a $60 trip back and forth.
Yeah, and it would have been awesome.
Yeah. Oh god.
So what you're saying is we're going to Dallas? That's what's happening?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we're going to Dallas.
Just come over here. My middle name's Dallas. Hey.
Your middle name really Dallas?
Yeah, I'm named after my grandfather.
Tam Dallas.
Tamron Dallas Cardwell.
Tamron Dallas, sounds like a porn name.
It does sound like a porn name, Tamron.
I'll keep it. It'll be my porn name and my real name. They'll Google and then see a picture of me and go, that can't be the guy. His dick's way too big.
I have a scene in Schindler's Fist just for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I need to send you a fisting video?
No.
I can send you a video of me getting fisted.
Oh, I just needed you to do the fisting, not get it.
I'm not interested. I'm sorry.
I only take it.
Didn't you listen to the best of, by the way, Andy?
I have it downloaded.
I knew he wouldn't have listened to it.
God. 4.5 minutes in is the God.
Okay, I'll listen to it on the drive home. I usually listen to our podcasts when I drive. So
yeah,
everything that's said on this podcast is the truth. All right. That what we're talking about. I actually had to call Matt to laugh. It was the editing was so. I was gonna tell you it's whenever Matt and Skyler. We're like, yeah.
You know what? I could probably pull it up and play it.
Oh, my goodness. Would you?
Yeah.
You're getting some best of right now.
Some best of on this episode. By the way, go check out the best of.
Yeah, check out the best of.
Here's
a little preview of the thing that's already happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I have it right here.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's the beginning of it. You said it's like 4 minutes in?
Like 4.5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say I
like the fact that Tammy.
Oh, almost there. So you got to listen to the whole thing, really.
Like Tam in here.
Yeah, I don't know when I would get Tam in here to do this. Yeah. Maybe on a Saturday sometime. But
yeah, or like if you did it like earlier Sunday and then, but then you'd have to like, you wouldn't be able to use him that Sunday and you'd have to like work with him and Tam.
Yeah.
And nobody likes working with that guy.
Yeah, I know. It's a little rough when he's here on the podcast, even though he said some pretty funny things. It's like when he says them, I just look at him and go,
yeah. And like, He's a bigot. Did you know that?
He is.
Super racist.
Super racist.
Oh, man. I can't stand him.
It's a 100% fact.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Everything that's on here is fact. Fact. Like the fact that Tam is a bigot.
No Irish. And the Jews neither. Nah, none of them.
They surround.
That's great editing. That's great. That's a word you don't hear a lot, too. Bigot.
I'm not a bigot.
I don't know. And there's an entire
episode. Holding,
in the
holding
public
up a,
space.
He's holding up a picture of Obama right now that just says no through it.
Just because I'm from the South does not mean I'm automatically a bigot. Things happened in my life that made me a bigot. I'm just kidding. Tamron Carr's not a bigot.
I love when I see like different races that I'm just like, you guys are only upholding the stereotypes that are with your races. Like I was at the store one day and I saw some black people freak out over watermelon. They're like, look how cheap it is. I was like, oh God, hold your tongue, Myers.
Is it helping?
Athold.
All right, guys, here are the 25 best movies disappearing from Netflix on New Year's Day.
Oh no.
So right. Hurry up and watch these. 12 Angry Men, A River Runs Through It, Backdraft, Batman 1989.
Got them on Blu-ray.
Big Trouble in Little China, Beverly Hills Cop, Boys in the Hood, Braveheart, Carrie, the 1976 version, Duck Soup. Oh, better watch that.
Best 25 best and Duck Soup made it. Have you heard of Duck Soup, Andy?
No.
Have you, Matt?
Nope.
All right, we're going to look up a review of that.
Gladiator, Happy Gilmore, Hotel Rwanda, Kramer vs. Kramer.
Ooh, I got to watch Hotel Rwanda.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Love Actually, Manhattan, Rocky IV, Roman Holiday, Spaceballs, The Breakfast Club, The Grapes of Wrath, The Longest Yard, The Usual Suspects, and Tombstone.
Which Longest Yard?
The older version.
Okay.
I believe. It doesn't say it specifically here, but it's got the older version's cover art.
Okay.
I'm going to have to watch. I've heard really good things about Hotel Rwanda.
I'm going to go watch The Gladiator.
That's so good. You can totally see some air tanks in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, when one of the carriages flips over and like smoke shoots out the back, you can totally see like CO2 tanks on the bottom of the car.
I remember my dad back in, I want to say it was the original Punisher movie. He stopped the film and was like, hey, Tam, do you see anything weird about that flipped over car? And I'm like, yeah, there's a giant hole in the bottom. He's like, you know what that's for? And I'm like, don't all cars have holes in the bottom? He goes, no. It's for the machine to flip the car. You put the thing. And I'm like, See, now that makes a lot more sense. I've seen those holes before and just thought we had a bad car. We thought we lived in the Flintstones and had to run it by foot.
That's good. All right, guys, that'll do it for technology news. Let's move into the main event, huh?
About that. You guys want to do that? You guys want to move into the news?
No!
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
What am I looking at here, this sticker on the side of your computer?
That is a friend of mine who goes by the name Shakeless. Right. He is a rapper.
All right.
Does he prefer stirred?
No, he prefers shake.
Oh.
Shaken, not stirred.
All right.
But you said Shakeless.
Well, like, these eyes are just fucking looking at me all podcast. I'm like, who is this? All right.
And it just says shake. A man in Wausau, Wisconsin named Jared Kreft, who is 30 years old, is facing bestiality charges after being suspected of performing oral sex on a horse.
I appreciate you changing my name in that story.
The suspect also had a marijuana pipe and a jar of petroleum jelly in his possession.
Oh, he was going for Mr. Hands later.
Police said Kreft allegedly admitted that he had been performing oral sex on the horse in the barn, which came about after viewing horse pornography.
Just fucking people.
No, fucking horses. That was the story.
Yeah, it's true. Kreft was charged with sexual gratification with an animal sex organ, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana, as a repeat offender, and bail jumping, according to court records.
Hmm. And, you know, for shits and giggles, he's got a five-pound ton of petroleum jelly there. It's just...
That's slap an extra $30 for that.
Yeah.
What? At least Mr. Hands was getting penetrated. This guy's performing oral sex. What's he getting out of it? Is he really that into it?
He's got to be, dude. If he's doing that, he's got to be.
I also
And the horse is cool with it? The horse is just like,
oh, yeah. If you were the horse,
take your time.
Be like, fuck yeah.
Something that close to your genitals? Really? Like when he first started, walk up to the horse weird. And like pop open a wine cooler and be like, hey.
First of all,
we're talking God, about
I can't
how
believe
how
I'm asking this question, but how did he get the horse to become erect?
Well, probably just touched it.
Is that
talk
really
dirty
all,
to it?
Is that really all it takes for a horse?
It's got to be.
Because Tam's got a point. The horse is going to be like, what the fuck?
Well, I imagine, like, maybe if he,
strange person was touching my junk, I don't think I would be like, all right, bring on.
I would. But that's what I'm
saying. We're not strange people. We're not strange people, though, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if, like, horse Viagra and then, like, sleeping pills or something, like, I actually think he might have raped this horse. That's not... From an accurate news, that's the only way that I can think
Here's
of getting the job doing done.
Drano.
You know what? It doesn't say whether this horse is a male or a female.
But
you know, I guess that's true. I guess
we don't know what kind of type of oral sex he was performing.
He would just have to fucking put his face in there, like, rah.
I'm sorry, people. There wasn't an image, but imagine me just like popping out of his skin tight, like.
Oh, God, Andy.
Thanks.
I regret pulling this story up. I regret all of this.
I could just... Here's what I imagine. You know those little squares that have all the little pins in them, and you just stick your face in and pull it out?
Oh, it's God.
You just... Bloop.
Except when you pull it out,
look,
it's
me.
More, like, sticky to your face.
We are ending this year strong.
Yeah, this is... Hey guys, this is a really good podcast.
Oh, for the love of God.
You brought that story up, man.
I know, and I regret every second of that story. Cards Against Humanity buys a 6-acre island.
What?
Cards Against Humanity has purchased a 6-acre private island in Maine.
What the fuck are they going to do with that?
And is doling out 1-square-foot parcels to participants in its holiday fundraising campaign. So I guess you're going to own 1 square foot on an island.
Okay.
They bought it for $200,000 and renamed it Hawaii 2.
Those guys are actually pretty cool, the cards. Did we talk about the bullshit?
Yes. Okay. Yes, yeah. we did.
Those guys are cool as hell.
The company said on its blog that it joked a couple years ago that it could have bought a small private island with the money it donated to charity, so this year it did.
Oh, all right. Well, wait, for them.
Keeping their word. What bros?
They actually sound like a really cool company to work for.
The company sent certificates to about 250,000 participants in a holiday fundraising campaign, granting each one of them license to the one-foot island. The campaign is dubbed 10 Days or Whatever of Kwanzaa.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought that was Matt getting lazy, but I'm sure it wasn't.
Nope.
That's beautiful.
A man named after the whiskey Jack Daniels just had a son and named him Jim Beam.
It was No, there's one more in there. There's a guy named Jack Daniels.
31-year-old Jack Daniels. He and his 23-year-old wife, Lydia Leathers.
They got Tila married. Tequila. Basically, the whole recipe turns into a Three Wise Men drink. It's like his name is Jack Daniels. He got married by Jim Beam.
Well, his name is Jack Daniels, and his son is Jim Beam.
Okay. And then they got married by, like, a Johnny Walker or something. Oh, shit, I read this. I even sent it to Josh.
Oh, here we go. Here at the very end. The judge who officiated their wedding was Judge Johnny Walker.
Yeah. So, yeah, all three of those together equal the Three Wise Men. Did alcoholic
Tila,
drink.
Did Tila Tequila throw the after party?
And if they have a girl, it'll be named Sherry.
Seriously?
Yeah.
God damn it.
What was the theme of their wedding? Gray goose?
Probably redneck.
Yeah, I'd go with that one, redneck. A zombie nativity scene must be removed from an Ohio yard.
Oh, that's sad. That's cool, though.
Earlier this month, Jason Dixon set up a version of the classic Christmas scene featuring skeleton and three wise men and a demonic-looking baby Jesus. The decorations came from the 13 Rooms of Doom haunted house that he manages in Rising Sun, Indiana.
Oh,
that's cool.
All right, that's pretty neat.
He said he wanted a nativity scene and worked with what he had.
You know what? Commemorate him for it. That is some creativity.
Is that kind of like free speech too?
I think so. Yeah. But I'm sure. Was it outside of his home?
Yeah.
It was probably the homeowners association.
Yeah, something to do with the homeowners association.
Always bringing down the man.
And then again, you got to remember, free speech prevents you from retaliation from the government, not the homeowners association.
homeowners association comes in with like a bunch of fucking guns, like take it down right now.
Okay.
Well, then there's other laws that come into play about the whole guns and making someone remove a nativity scene at gunpoint.
You guys,
we'll read those later.
You guys got license for no? Okay, all right.
My dad always did his nativity scene with the Star Wars crew.
That's cool. There's some legit paintings of the nativity scene or the Last Supper with Star Wars characters.
My dad is a Star Wars fanatic, and he like has a shit ton of the little figures, and he used to like make the scenes. Like his most his biggest one was the Dagobah scene. He bought a model of the X-wing and then like chop shopped it and then sunk it in some plastic water.
Ooh.
And then like put the trees, and he had like Luke doing the handstand with Yoda on his foot with like the X-wing all gross and painted.
Your dad seeing anyone?
My dad seeing anyone?
Yeah.
No, not like currently.
A cool dude.
I mean, my mom, but I'm sure she'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you'd have a huge man crush on him.
Yeah. Like, I already do.
I have a life-size R2-D2 in my basement. I can show you pictures after the podcast if you'd like.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So he says his neighbors don't like it, and his father hates it, and blames anything bad that happens on it.
The economy's down 2 points.
On the average,
goddamn.
On the average, we probably get 30 or 40 cars stopping by and taking pictures. Apparently, the homeowners association says it's a zoning issue and not a zombie issue, and they gave him until December 26th to take down the zombie nativity without being penalized, which seems like they're pussing out on their part, because December 26th is after Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, it would just basically be like, all right, I'm taking down my decorations. Fuck, it's after Christmas.
I wonder if, like, they're cool with it, but in order to, like, uphold the big rules, you have to uphold the small ones, and it is actually a zoning issue, so they're like, we'll give you till when you're supposed to take it down to take it down, but we have to make a deal about it.
I guess that is pretty cool on their part to wait till after Christmas to tell them to take it down. So
yeah.
If that's true, it reminds me of that one Justice League movie of the – you guys ever watch that show? The Justice League?
No.
With the Justice Lords?
I watch like the WB movies.
Like the new ones?
Yeah, the newer or the old ones.
Oh, okay.
The newer or the old ones, that's all of them.
It was a fight between Batman and Batman. It's really, really good. Essentially, the plot is the Justice Lords, their Flash died, and it caused everybody to turn evil.
Their Flash died?
Yeah.
I have heard of this story.
My Flash crashes all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When's the last time you guys have bought a flash drive?
I bought one for Christmas, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How big?
16 gigs. Nice.
I keep finding them in my apartment.
Okay.
Yeah, like I have plenty for high school.
The newest one I had was an 8 gig, and someone left that at Panera 4 years ago. I haven't paid for a flash drive in a very long time.
My 8 gig, the one I've had for a long time, is now technically the hard drive. I guess it's more of a solid state drive since it's flash memory to my Ouya.
Oh, is it? Nice.
Yeah, nice. It's just plugged in the back of my Ouya.
Like, they're so cheap nowadays. You can get, like, 8 gigs for, like, $12.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All right, guys, so that will do it for news, and that will do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
Oh, it was a good episode, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Just like everyone, huh, Andy?
Yeah! Everyone. Suck my dick.
So you can find us on Twitter.com/3combopc. That was number 3. PC stands for podcast. Facebook.com/3combopodcast. Go ahead and check out all our holiday spectacular stuff. It was pretty sweet. Search for us on YouTube, 3HitComboPodcast, and email us at 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com. So, for Sam and Andy, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.